Hi, hi, how are you? Hi there. Hi. He's waving to me. I gotta come say hi. By the way, ladies and gentlemen, if you want to see or touch anything tonight, don't be afraid to ask. If I got it, you can touch it. Hi, what's your name, Waves?
Wendell.
Wendell, it's nice.
1974 in Las Vegas.
Isn't that marvelous? I remember you.
It's amazing. I remember you.
Oh, good, good. Well, I was wearing probably, were you wearing that?
Oh, no.
Oh, good. Now you look marvelous, Wendell. Hi. Oh my God. Oh, hello. Oh, hello. What's? My goodness. That's part of my old shower curtain. Look how. It's gorgeous. Hi, darling. Oh my God. You are gorgeous.
I danced with you in Las Vegas in 1984.
That's right.
And you took me on the stage, and you didn't embarrass with me by, you didn't embarrass me by dancing fast. You had a lot of respect for whatever.
Well, you were a beautiful dancer, darling. Oh, she wants the microphone here.
You gave me a scarf. You gave me an album. You gave me tickets to your museum.
Yes,
you gave me tickets to dinner at your restaurant. And then you carefully got me down the steps, and my husband gave you a hug.
Yeah, the husband.
And we had a blast. And I brought the pictures tonight to show you.
Oh, my good. Oh, ladies and gentlemen, how marvelous. Wow. Oh, my goodness. You know, I was wondering, you know, your husband didn't seem all that threatened when we danced. It was beyond me. I said, Ma, look at this marvelous, gorgeous. Whoa. You're going to show the pictures after, right?
Well, they're in the dining room.
Okay, we don't have time now. But we are, oh.
I had no idea I was going to be able to tell you they were there. And then I remember dancing with you.
Oh, my goodness. Well, I remember you, darling.
How fun you were.
We sang, I want to dance in the old-fashioned way,
not
right?
That old.
No, that was our song. Oh, my goodness. What's your name again?
My name is Betty.
Betty, yes. Betty, I will always remember you, Betty. Oh, my goodness. This is marvelous. Well, I hope you brought sleeping bags. It's gonna be a long night. Well, anyways, ladies and gentlemen, I'd like to tell you, I started my career actually at the tender age of 16, believe it or not, and it wasn't playing classical music. In fact, I was playing at Polish weddings and bar mitzvahs, juke joints, gin mills, taverns and beer halls. It was Milwaukee. Prohibition prohibited nothing. In fact, I even played stag parties. Oh, I did in those days. Cover your ears, ladies. A dollar would get you dinner and then a porno. And after that, out would come the strippers, right? And at 16 years old, I would just improvise to their gyrations. Well, as you might imagine, that line of work didn't go over so well at home. I mean, obviously, my parents were none too happy that their teenage son was associating with hookers. Who knows? Years later, they might have been thrilled. Especially my father. Oh, goodness gracious. Well, I digress. Another brand new moment. Well, you know, ladies and gentlemen, I, at the tender age of 17, entered the Wisconsin Conservatory of Music to pursue a classical career at my father's behest. But, like all of us, have had some musical inspirations and idols. My very first one was the pianist Ignacy Jan Paderewski. Do you remember him?
Yes.
Well, he inspired me at the age of 7 to become a classical pianist. You see, my grandmother used to translate his lessons. He taught, and he spoke only Polish, and his students only spoke German. And my grandmother was bilingual, and she translated his lessons. So when I was 7 years old, I got to meet Paderewski himself at my grandmother's dairy farm up in Menasha. Have any of you ever been there? Don't worry, you're not missing much. Well, my audacity knew no bounds even then, because what I played for him was perhaps the most famous of his own compositions. A little minuet, which I'd very much like to play for you now. Would you like that?
Yeah.
Oh, sure. I'm gonna play a lot tonight, okay, Betty? Is that okay with you before we dance? Okay, thank you.